Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parle usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Hour number two is upon us. Our first guest this hour, Andy Gray, who's been on with us before. She's president of Strategy Leaders and also the co-founder of the Hemp Can Association. Andy, welcome back to Rush to Reason.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I appreciate it. We had a great conversation last time you were on. As you know, I'm a self-employed individual, have been for a very, very long time. It means a lot to me. I think small business is the backblood of our country. And one of the things, though, that we didn't get a chance to talk to you about, which you're very big in as well, is the marijuana, the hemp end of things, I guess I could say. And I think there's a lot of folks out there that just associate marijuana with just a bunch of potheads, you know, smoking pot and so on. The reality is there's a lot more to that industry than any of us would ever imagine.
It's amazing how big the industry is, and it's only going to get bigger.
And it is. And a lot of that, for folks listening, the reason being, and Andy, you can speak to this as well, but there's a lot of other things that are coming out of that industry, again, besides somebody, you know, just going out and getting high. There's medicinal purposes. There's things for pets. There's the hemp manufacturing end of things, the biomedical industry. And we can go down the list. There's all sorts of things coming out of that now.
That's correct. And it's like cannabis as a plant and as a tool is coming out of the closet.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the reason why, you know, it was in a way sort of in the closet or hampered, I guess you could say, for so many years is because it had such a bad connotation of just being something that, you know, high school kids, college kids went out and did and got high and so on. Nobody looked at it in any other way.
I think the campaign against cannabis and hemp has been going on for a very long time. There are a lot of real smart people who've written about it. It's 70, 80 years of campaigns, and part of that was predatory competition. So you can use hemp to make paper. You can use hemp to make clothing. You can use hemp as a salve to help heal your skin. The list just goes on. And there were a lot of industries that were very much concerned about the impact of hemp on the marketplace. But if you go back in history and you look at the Declaration of Independence, I've seen it written, and I am guessing it's true that the Declaration of Independence was actually written on hemp background material.
Probably was.
If you look at the sailing ships that came over that started this country, the ropes on those ships were made out of hemp.
Yep.
So a very ubiquitous plant that has a lot of uses, and hopefully will, now that it's legal nationwide, will begin to get into the variety of things that it can do to help us cost-effectively make materials that we need.
Well, and I also know, as a family member, I've got two family members that have had cancer, and I'm not going to get into all those details, but both have been able to use the medical side of the hemp industry, from oils to all the different things that are there that can help folks out that are in that particular world. And I can tell you right now that it's been a huge help that, you know, I don't know, Andy, if, you know, 10 years ago would have been available to them.
It depends on the state, and 10 years ago, probably not, because the difference in terms of helping someone medicinally is that you get much higher help if there is THC, which is the hallucinogenic property in marijuana. You get much higher quality outcomes and assistance if you have THC in the product. It's an enhancer. And so whether you're talking about helping kids that have difficulty with focus or difficulty with relational issues, or you're talking about cancer, you're talking about Alzheimer's, this is a drug that we have only just begun to scratch the surface. Cannabis as a tool is one of the most bio-effective tools that we can put into our arsenal medicinally.
And I agree with you earlier in what you said when it comes to the reason a lot of those things were shut down is, and people don't think about this, but it created a competition, if you would, in a lot of areas. And I think most people think, well, it's just competition for the cartels. No. That's not what I'm talking about. There's so many other things from, you know, even, you know, for example, I've used this myself. So you can actually buy a CBD oil that helps with, you know, back pain, stiff necks, muscle pain, things along those lines, which, by the way, it works extremely, extremely well. And that's a competition to, you know, what you would find with Bengay, Icy Hot, or some of those types of products.
Absolutely. And I do think that you have to be very careful what you buy. So make sure that it's coming from a reputable source.
Well said.
That has good testing. We had a guy out here on the East Coast who tested something like 150 different samples and found that the majority, it wasn't even like half, it was the majority of them actually didn't even have any CBD in them.
Right.
It was olive oil and all kinds of other things. So you've got to know your source. You've got to know that you can trust your source, that there's good lab work behind the materials that you're buying.
And if there's anything that we probably lack, not that I'm a big regulation person at all, Andy, because I'm not. I'm on the other end of that spectrum. I believe in deregulation. But if there's anything where we need to maybe tighten some things up is what you just said a moment ago, because there's nothing really that – there's no standard, I guess I could say, when it comes to some of what you just said.
In some cases, that's true. However, if you look at what's being sold on the THC side, there's a great deal of regulation that's going into materials that are being made and sold into dispensaries.
True.
It's the bigger issues in terms of the validity of the material is actually in the CBD market, which
correct.
Is the non-T or low THC side.
Where that's right.
There is much less regulation.
If any, in some cases, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you straightened it up. But yeah, I knew that. I just didn't say that correctly because, yeah, there are basically two sides of that. One is heavily regulated and the other doesn't have much at all. And to your point, you really have to know your product, where it's coming from, and has this product even been tested, or is it more like a placebo where you think you're going to get some good results out of it?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So when it comes to folks that are out there. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Andy. Go ahead. Anyone interrupt? Go ahead.
But I think, you know, I think the other thing that we've got to think about as people look at this market and wonder, as business people, what's the opportunity? Should I be getting into this? How would I participate? My view on it is that there is an ever expanding amount of opportunity, and it's really broad. You don't have to just be touching the plant, which is a term used in the industry. Which means that you're going to have licenses and be regulated, but you can also be on the non-touching or non-plant touching side. So you could have a construction company and you build grow houses, or you can build materials that will process that you don't actually have to touch the plant yourself. You're selling materials to people who are then participating directly in the industry. And the list there is endless, from people who are already starting to make cars out of hemp materials to people who are talking about building all hemp homes that are off the grid. They are self-sufficient and insulated and actually generating their own energy within the walls and platform of the structure.
Interesting. No, and again, to your point, lots of opportunity there. And, you know, there's been a lot of opportunity on the front side here in Colorado when it comes to just the recreational use, or sorry, the medical use and the recreational use. And now I think that third component you're talking about is all of the ancillary things that could even come after that and some of the things you and I just mentioned. And that's where, if you're a smart business person, you're looking at those things saying, where's the opportunity and how do I get in?
And especially right now, as people are going through COVID,
yep.
And as a business owner, I've got a business. Maybe it took a hit. I'm trying to think about, okay, I'm going to stay in play. I'm not ready to retire or sell out, but I've got to reposition and I've got to look for new markets. Where do I look? I would suggest that this is one to take seriously.
I fully agree. Well said. Is there any resources for folks out there, Andy, that they can go to? Do you have anything folks can go look at as far as your association and such goes?
So you can go to HempCann Association, HempCann Association. And we deliberately built this for business owners who are in the industry and who are curious about or looking to get into the industry. What we saw is that there is a lot going on the association side with government advice, how to work with the government on the grow side, how to be effective growers or be an effective lab. But what there wasn't was a place for business owners to come together, network, share experiences. And we've been really happy to connect business owners across the country and help them find who else they need to know and need to be in conversation with.
Good stuff. Thank
you.
So
I'd encourage it.
Thank you.
Yeah, anyone that's looking for help, give us a call or go and look at the website, and we'll be happy to help figure out how to get you in touch with who you need to be in touch with.
Perfect. Great. Andy, I appreciate it very much. And by the way, everybody listening, it's Andy with an I, Andy Gray, G-R-A-Y. And you can actually also find her. She's a president of Strategy Leaders. She's also at strategyleaders.com. So, Andy, thank you so much again for joining us. I do appreciate it. We'll have you back again.
Thank you. Love to come back.
Appreciate it very much. Good stuff. I do appreciate it. And again, folks, if that's something that you're interested in, a lot of small businesses out there are thinking, hey, what's the next chapter for me? What do I need to do next? How can I continue to grow and do things down the road? And by the way, folks, it doesn't have to be on the smoking pot side of the fence. I think I really want to emphasize that, which, by the way, I'm not a believer in. But there's so many other things out there that I believe are going to come along that you're going to be able to tap into and make money with, that you might as well be on the ground floor of some of this stuff. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And if you want to have that Enchanted Kitchen, that place where you can, you know, not only fix dinner, but have folks over and congregate and enjoy and really just have a place that's a gathering place inside your home. It already is. Make it that Enchanted Place. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their Experience Center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. He'll join us here in about a little over half an hour. In fact, he'll explain to you how you can take some of your equity and do that kitchen that you just heard Marie talking about a moment ago, and how to actually get the 90 cents on the dollar out of that, and in some cases not have any extra expense going out each month. Just listen at 5 o'clock, and Kurt will talk about that. But in the meantime, if you need Kurt directly, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush the Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us and joining us now. And welcome. How are you?
Hey, I wanted to mention that the Bandimere Raceway Patriot Rally is tonight between 5 and 9 p.m.
Okay.
That's off of C-470 at close to the Morrison exit. I don't know if you know the exact exit.
Well, just go to the Morrison exit off of 470. You can't miss Bandimere Speedway. It's on, right on the west side of 470 right there. Can't miss it.
Right. So that's between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. tonight.
And what's it called again? You know, the Patriot Rally?
Well, I'm calling it the Patriot Rally. I'm not looking at anything specific, but it's to support our constitutional rights and to have the right to make a living, and against the crushing, unnecessary, devastating regulations that the agents of the state of Colorado have placed on businesses.
Okay?
So basically, it's 5 to 9 tonight, and just head out there for whatever you can, okay?
Sounds great. Ann, thank you so much for that announcement. I do appreciate that. I tried to look that up on their website and even on the Facebook page, the I Stand With Bandimere page, and I didn't see anything on there, but if Ann says that that's the case, then that is the case. So head on out to Bandimere from 5, so really in about 40 minutes from now, 5 to 9 tonight, the Patriot Rally. And it's a little chilly tonight, so make sure that you take your jacket along with you, but enjoy. So, all right, I got several things I want to talk about that I didn't get a chance to talk about earlier. And one of those being the liberal lie of the week, which, of course, a lot of you have probably been watching the story when it comes to, you know, we talked a tad bit about it with Steve House, but the Twitter fiasco with the Hunter Biden story and what was not allowed to be released and so on. And the reality there, folks, is the liberal lie is the fact that Twitter saying there's no story, we're not going to allow it to run because our fact checkers, quote unquote, have checked it and it's not a true story. That's a total liberal lie, folks. That is not the case. You can look all over the internet, and the fact of the matter is it is a true story. There have been some things, and supposedly the reason why Twitter claims now that they actually blocked that story wasn't because the story was untrue, it's because they didn't particularly like some of the images that were actually in the story. So they've never said, by the way, that the story isn't true. What they're saying is they banned it because they don't like some of the images that are actually in that tweet. But let me go to our next caller, and it's Sue in Colorado Springs. Sue, welcome. How are you?
I'm just fine, and I just received, I'm calling from Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Anyways, I just received the Colorado Conservatives Ballot Initiative Voter Guide.
Okay.
And it's in a big, you know, and it goes through all the different votes, you know, and I agreed with them all. Then when it got to Amendment B, it says vote yes.
So they want to disband the they want to get rid of the ballot, the Gallagher Amendment.
They want to get rid of our.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Get rid of Tabor.
Yeah, that's
and,
it, well, it doesn't get rid of Tabor.
Everywhere.
It doesn't. It, just make sure I explain this correctly for everybody listening, because I've had this question numerous times. By the way, in fact, I got this question earlier this morning, so I want to make sure that I'm correct on this, and I say this correctly. So Amendment B, for everybody that's listening, is the repeal of the Gallagher Amendment. Doesn't have anything to do with Tabor. It's the repeal of the Gallagher Amendment. But here's my problem with that. And a lot of folks, even on our side, Sue, are saying, yeah, get rid of the Gallagher Amendment. No, I'm not one of those. And the reason I am not in favor of repealing the Gallagher Amendment is because I don't know what it would be replaced with. I am not, I'll go on record as saying this, I'm not a huge fan of the Gallagher Amendment. I think it's a way to collect property taxes whereby they keep the property tax rates low for the consumer, if you would, for the regular residential property owner, and in turn, they tack on a lot of extra costs in property tax when it comes to the commercial side, which, by the way, I don't necessarily agree with, but
right.
I don't agree with repealing it either because I don't know what they're going to replace it with. I'm also not a huge believer, Sue, that it should be equal. I'm not saying that all of the residential and the commercial should be equal 50-50, but I am saying that I don't think that it should be as heavily weighted on the commercial side either. That's a whole other topic I could spend all sorts of time on, which I won't right now. The bottom line for me personally, and again, I don't speak for the station, but for me personally, I'm a no on repealing the Gallagher Amendment. And I know there's conservatives that would say I'm wrong, but I disagree with them.
Yeah, I've just kind of got nervous about it because I'm voting no.
Yeah, and you should. That should be a no. And again, for the reasons I just said, it should be a no because we don't know what they would replace it with. If I knew what the replacement was going to be, you know, then I might be more of somebody that would say yes. But at this point, it's arbitrary as to what they would replace it with.
It could cause trouble with Tabor.
Correct.
I think.
It could. I doubt that would be the case. But we don't know what they would replace it with.
Yeah, right. I just felt real strong. I had to give a call.
No, I'm glad you did because if somebody else is getting those same voter guides, in my opinion, that one is wrong.
Yeah, I think it is, and it just really troubled me. I don't know. Anyways, I'm online with you on Facebook. A lot. So I didn't know if I should just put it on Facebook for you to read.
No, I'm glad you called in. This is perfect. No, this gets a lot more information out to more people, Sue. So I'm glad you called.
Okay. God bless you. And thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for calling in. God bless you as well. Kevin in Broomfield, you're next.
Hey, John, this is Kevin. I got the same thing yesterday in the mail that the lady just talked about.
Okay.
And it's up in the upper left-hand corner. It's like a big postcard. It's something about businesses or something like that. And their argument is that if we approve this, it will crush business development in Colorado. But don't worry, your taxes can't go up without it being put to a vote. Well, hello, Denver and everybody else, big population areas. That's why we've got the governor we've got. That's why we've got the
correct
legislatures we've got. And yeah, okay, we're going to put it up to a vote and try to keep our taxes down. That ain't going to work.
No, it's not.
That's my two cents.
I fully agree with you on that, Kevin. And again, as I said a moment ago, and I'll continue to stand on this, my reason for I'm going to repeat myself again. I'm not a fan of the Gallagher Amendment. I never have been. I don't think the way we do that is exactly the way that it should be. But I also know this, Kevin. It's what we have right now. And until I would know what it's replaced with, I don't want that repealed because the alternative could be far worse than what it is right now.
That's exactly right. I just looked at it. It's not perfect, but it's our firewall right now.
It's better than nothing. And, you know, for some of you out there listening, you say, well, you know, what would be the alternative? Well, the alternative would be they raise residential rates to be the same as commercial rates. Everybody's now paying a whole lot more than they once were, and we're all screwed.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's really, Kevin, what this boils down to is I don't know what they would replace it with, and they very easily could come back and say, well, you know, wait, well, you know, we're gonna tick down the commercial rates ever so slightly, but we're gonna make everything even. So we're gonna lower the commercial a little bit, but all the residential is gonna go way up, by the way, in a way to also backfill for all the money we don't have because of COVID. And a lot of the other things that have happened since. So that would be the alternative, is they replace it with something that raises everybody's property taxes. We don't want that either.
You may as well just draw, just give them a blank check.
That's what you're doing when you repeal the Gallagher Amendment. So anybody that's out there saying that's a yes, no, it's not a yes. That is a definite no.
Yep, that's my two cents.
No, I'm glad you called in. This is a big one. And there's confusion on this. And again, I got some text messages on some things this morning along these lines, because some of the way these are written, they're not very clear.
Yeah. And so, I think you'll probably get yours in the mail sooner or later. So.
Well, and I already voted and already had my guide and already had it all picked out, but I would like to see that. So when I do get it, I'll talk about it.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it very much. And yes, for everybody listening, and maybe when I come back, I'll do this. I will, because I haven't done this for a little bit. When I come back, I will run through my opinion of the voter guide. Okay, what I think we should do on certain amendments and propositions. And by the way, I'm going to differ from a couple of individuals that are out there, but I'm just going to give you my opinion. You can do what you need to do. I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm just going to give you my opinion on those propositions and amendments. So we'll come back and I'll do that in just 1 second. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle purchase needs. Doesn't matter what it is, new or used, they've got you covered on both ends of the spectrum. And it's easy. Just find them online at purifychevrolet.com. Go visit them in Fort Lupton and call them at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, folks, do you know if you have enough money to retire on, and or if you're getting close to retirement, do you have enough to stay retired on? And then better yet, what are you going to do in retirement? Al Smith can help you with all of those questions. Find him at klzradio.com or call him directly at 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange your free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Barber's Foods is next, folks. And we had Greg Bloom on yesterday, owner of Barber's Foods. And don't forget, they've got all of their salmon coming in the next week or two, so you can get an order in and get that taken care of. Anything you order, 2 free pounds of Wagyu with every order, 2 ground Wagyu, I should say. So it's ground beef, basically, but it's the best Wagyu beef you'll ever eat. Use beef at checkout to actually get that. But they have got the best meats of anywhere I've ever tasted anywhere, and I truly mean that. It is literally the best meats you'll ever eat. Barbersfoods.com. Again, you get 2 free pounds of Wagyu ground beef with beef at checkout.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbarousfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Maybe Joe Biden standing in a circle with a crooked mask on in the middle of a room will outdraw Donald Trump. I don't think so, but anything's possible, I guess. As I always say, if winged monkeys swept down off the horizon and lifted me away, it wouldn't surprise me. 2020.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, I wasn't planning on this, but since the direction went this way and I am very flexible, that's what we do in radio, I will go through my picks when it comes to the amendments and propositions. We just talked about one a moment ago, but I'll recap that for somebody that may have just joined us. Somebody also asked, will I post this somewhere? Yes, I tell you what I will do. I am not a web developer by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm very technical, so I'll get this up not only on our Facebook page, but I will do my best to get this up on our website as well. I have a lot of things I do outside of this show, so I will do my very best to get that taken care of. And for those of you that maybe don't know this, I should probably have made this announcement a while back. Cassie, who was with us for a very, very long time and was our producer, moved to Texas. She's now got enough on her plate and doing enough other things that she is not with us any longer. So I am the sole host and the producer, and Andy comes in and helps a couple days a week, which I really, really appreciate very much. I really mean that. He's a great help and does help me get some of these other things behind the scenes done, and that's why you've seen me off air for a few days here and there, is to get some other things done that, frankly, I just don't have time to do. So I appreciate, though, all the help that Cassie did over all the years. But yes, we're kind of a one-man band at the moment. We will change that in the not too distant future. And if you're somebody, by the way, that maybe would like to help in some of those areas, you're always welcome to reach out and let me know your skills and we can chat. Just go to rushtoreason.com and we'll take it from there. All right, let me go through my list. We just talked about Amendment B, but I'm going to go over it one more time. I am a no on Amendment B. And the reasons I am is not because I love the Gallagher Amendment. I actually hate the Gallagher Amendment, but I don't hate it so much that I'm willing to replace it with nothing. I'm going to repeat what I just said. I don't like the Gallagher Amendment. Actually, I hate the Gallagher Amendment, but it's what we have right now, and I don't want to just say, yes, repeal it until I know what it's going to be replaced with. And no, I don't trust our legislature enough to say, you guys fix it. No, they're a bunch of knuckleheads. I don't want those guys figuring it out. I want to know, with a proposition or an amendment, what's it going to be before I agree to it. So I am a no on Amendment B. So you all know that. And you're going to find some other voter guides that say, yes, I'm not that. Now, I can't tell you how to vote. You do what you want to, but I'm a no on B. This is another one where there's some other folks out there that disagree with me, but I'm still a solid no on the conduct of charitable gaming Amendment C. I don't think any of that needs changed. If somebody can prove me otherwise and show me that, you know, we need different churches and Catholic organizations and so on to change the way we do bingo and allow outside organizations to come in and run their bingo games and then pay the bingo people that are there working the bingo games, for me, it's just a big no. To me, it just opens up a can of worms on a lot more corruption and things that could potentially happen and a lot bigger money-making scheme. And frankly, folks, I'll just be frank. I'll be real honest. I am against churches making money in this manner. So that's why I'm the biggest no on C. Some of you are going to say, well, why, John? That could be the way I was raised. It could just be my feelings. But, you know, Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple for a reason. I'm not a big guy on raffles and fundraisers inside of churches. It's just me. You guys can like it or not, but that's me. Yeah, call me old-fashioned, but I'm not a big one on raising money inside of the church in various ways. It's just me. Now, Is it okay for a youth group to have a little auction and do some things along those lines and potentially raise some money that way? Yeah, I suppose. But even then, I think you're borderline on what's going on and what church is really intended for. That's my opinion, and I'm a no on C. On Amendment 76, I got a question on this one this morning. Citizen qualification of voters, that one is a yes. It's confusing when you read it, but basically, yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with asking to have citizens only vote, not residents, citizens of the great state of Colorado. Amendment 77, local voter approval at casino bet limits and games in Blackhawk, Central City, and Cripple Creek. Andy and I both differ. Andy says no. I say yes. I like local control. Andy has reasons to not allow that, but he and I can differ on a few things. This is one of them. So on Amendment 77, I am a yes. On Proposition EE, taxes on nicotine products, I know a lot of you would say, well, why don't we tax more on cigarettes and so on? We don't need any more taxes, folks, and I'm not a big sin tax guy either. I know that goes against what I just said about the raising money in church. A lot of you would say, well, you can't do it there, but you don't want people to raise money on tobacco and other things. You know, guy, I'm just against taxes, period. The government gets so much stinking money as it is, they don't need any more money. They don't definitely need any more money when it comes to nicotine products. And by the way, just as a side note, I haven't met anybody yet that smoked that doesn't want to quit. Why should I tax them and tell them and penalize them more for something they already know they need to stop doing? I don't. They know they need to quit. You know they need to quit. It's the most addictive drug on the planet. Why would I tax them anymore for something they already know they should not be doing? I'm not. So I'm a no on EE. Number 113, Proposition 113. This is the popular vote proposition. And no, we do not need a popular vote. The Electoral College works exactly the way it was intended by our founding fathers. It doesn't need to be messed with. It doesn't need to be changed. Leave it alone. That's an easy one. Proposition 114, this one, you know, people go both ways on it. A lot of folks that even live in the city don't even understand what this means, but this is the reintroduction, and management of gray wolves. That's a no. We don't need gray wolves in Colorado. We already have some in Colorado. We don't need any more. We don't need any kind of a formalized plan to bring them in. And any of you that understand the livestock end of things would understand why that's a no. It's a no on 114. Proposition 115, we're going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. We got some folks from Boulder that are going to join us from one of the caring pregnancy centers up there. But 115 prohibits abortion after 22 weeks. Folks, this is a no-brainer. I don't even need to say any more about this one. Prohibit abortion after 22 weeks. Any of you need to go out and study that one, go for it. I don't. That one to me is a no-brainer. It's a viable baby at 22 weeks. Enough said. That's a yes. We're going to prohibit that if I have my way. And I think if a lot of you have your way. Number 116, state income tax reduction. Not sure how this one even made it on the ballot with the legislature that we have currently, but it lowers it by just a fraction, our state income tax. So yes, of course. As I said earlier, I hate taxes. Government, including local and state, spend money like drunken sailors. They don't need any more money. They've got plenty, and I would like to see a reduction, and they can figure out how to handle that reduction on their end. Proposition 117. We've talked about this one in depth, but I'm going to talk about it again. Voter approval for certain new state enterprises. Okay? This is a no on fees. Think of it that way. It's a yes. But when we vote yes, it's a no on additional fees. That's really what we're saying. So by voting yes, we're telling the legislature, you can't tack on fees and make money with those any longer like you've done for so many years. I.e., when you go register your vehicle and you see all the fees that are there. Those were fees that were added because Tabor would not allow them to do so in a tax manner. So they added fees to raise money, and they do it all the time. They fee this, fee that, fee this, fee that. What 117 says is you can no longer do that. If you're going to do that, you've got to get voter approval. You can no longer just go establish a new enterprise, tack on a fee, and away we go. So that one is a yes on 117. Proposition 118, last but not least, and I am a huge one on this, a huge no on this. Paid family and medical leave insurance program. We talked about this some yesterday or on Monday, Andy and I did, and you know, had some callers on it and so on, but I'm a big no on this one. Do we as conservatives need to figure out a way to incentivize people to have kids and do more with our birth rate? Yes, we do. Frankly, not aborting as many babies would help, but it's a first step. But on top of that, we need to figure out a way to incentivize people to have more kids. But I, like Andy, don't believe that as an employer or even as a fellow employee, that I should have to subsidize one of you deciding you want to have a family and, you know, start having kids. If you choose to do so, then you know what? That's on you. You figure it out. Now, we already have in larger companies the, you know, the Family Leave Medical Act, whereby you're guaranteed to have your job back after so many months and so on and so forth. So we've already got some things in place that allow you to take time off, go be with your family, and then come back. And by the way, I've got kids of my own that have figured out ways to not have mom work, have kids stay home, and still have it work out in the end. It's a matter of lifestyle choices, folks, and what you want to do with your own life. On top of that, the way they've written Proposition 118 is it will be underfunded. It will never work the way it's written. We as taxpayers will be picking up the tab on down the road, and or they will just raise the rate that employees and employers pay. And last but not least, the other reason why I hate Proposition 118 is because it basically says if you employ 9 or less individuals, you can skip out. You don't have to pay the employer portion. What a bunch of crap, by the way. Well, why should a small employer be excluded? And we're just going to put that on everybody that has 10 or more employees? That's garbage. If we're going to do it, everybody should pay in equally. Every employee, every employer, done. But that's not how they've written this. They've written this, so there's a lot of exclusions to certain governmental agencies, by the way, and small employers. Sorry, this is a no across the board. For so many reasons. I've only mentioned a few. This is a debacle. It's a huge tax increase for us in Colorado in your employer's, you know, your employee-employer paychecks. It's a big no. NO on 118. What you do on judges is up to you. I'm always a no on all judges because I can't stand the majority of them because they're all a bunch of liberals and I don't like most of their rulings anyway. So that's a side note. But you need to go out and investigate each one of the judges on your own. You decide what you want to do. I, for one, have always been an across-the-board no on judges. There's rarely a judge that meets muster that I think should stay. That's me talking. You need to go do your own research and figure that one out on your own. I just gave you all of my thoughts. I'll try my best to get those out on Facebook tonight. I'll at least get them on Facebook tonight. And as far as what happens on the website, I'll do my best to get those up on the website as well. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks. Don't forget, 15% off if you mention Rush to Reason. They've also got a great deal on tires. You get Cooper tires at cost plus a $70 rebate that started today. And on top of that, you get a free second opinion. Go to klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, I had my blood all pumped up, and I made a mistake. So that last one was extreme. This next one is actually going to be extreme. The last one was American National Insurance. The next one is extreme. I already talked about extreme. American National Insurance, my agent, by the way, great guy, Paul Lewinberger. Just as a follow-up, you will not find a nicer guy to do your insurance, and I mean that sincerely. Again, give him a call at 303-662-0789.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Why Trump? Kim Munson here. Friday, author and blogger Rick Turnquest weighs in on why President Trump's re-election is good for you and your family. Even with the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, polls are showing that more than half of Americans say they are better off now than 4 years ago. Casper Stockham expounds on Trump's platinum plan for Black Americans. Mortgage specialist Lauren Levy and RE/MAX Alliance realtor Karen Levine share the latest on their markets and their thoughts on the election. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Had a pastor actually text me and said, kudos. You know, you're right. As a pastor, you're right on church. It's not a business for profit. And again, folks, I know there's a lot of folks out there that would disagree with me, and I'm sorry, there's times we can agree to disagree, but I'm not one that thinks that bingo games and even making those larger and bigger and faster and stronger and approving permits and in a sooner, you know, fashion and so on and so forth is a big deal. And so that one for me was a no. I know there's other folks and conservatives out there that disagree with me. Even my great friend Andy disagrees with me, but I'm one that basically says I guess Charlie was the way I was raised. I just, for me, it's just a big no. I just call it what it is. It's a no for me. And I'm not that guy. So I'm not a guy you're going to find in the basement of a church playing bingo. Sorry, it's just not me. I'm just not going to be that guy. But, you know, others, knock yourself out, you know. But I'll go back to the amendment. The proposition. I don't feel like that needs changed. Unless somebody's, you know, going to give me some reason as to why it's not working currently and what needs to be done differently, it looks to me like all they want to do is expand the powers that they have as a church to bring in people to help them run and manage the bingo game and hire more people to actually work and run the bingo game. So when I read all of that, I just think they just want a bigger enterprise when it comes to the bingo game and making money. Sorry, no, nada, done, move on. That's my view. All right, something else I want to talk about just momentarily here, because you're not going to hear this much in the major news. This did come on CNN, but you're not going to see this in many places, and that is Melania Trump detailing her COVID illness. And you're also going to not hear that Barron, their son, had it. But as we've continued to say, all through COVID for the most part, Andy and I both, he didn't really even know he had it. No symptoms. Why? Because that's how it works with young people. We keep saying this over and over and over again. This nonsense of worrying about how many kids in a school or how many football players on a college team, or even for that matter, how many pro players end up with it on a team. Guys, honestly, who cares? I told Jordan Goodman this the other day. I honestly don't care. I don't even care if cases rise in a state. I realize that Wall Street does and the state health officials do, but I don't care. It's a non-issue to me. Why? Because I feel at this point, the most vulnerable have either already contracted it and gotten over it, already contracted it and passed away, or they're just not going to get it at all. That's my feeling. And by the way, the data of everything I just said shows that. So I go back to what we've talked about over and over again. It's not that I don't believe the science. I'm believing the data over the science. And if the data says the science is wrong, then the science is wrong. And that's where I'm at. I don't believe that the science is correct. I believe the data is correct. All these states, you're even hearing it right now in Colorado. Oh, our caseload's going up. Who cares? Big deal. Yeah, there's been a little bit of an uptick in hospitalizations. Again, who cares? Are they dying or are they recovering? If they're recovering, who cares? You know, case in point, Trump went to the hospital. Yeah, President of the United States. Yeah, he's going to go to the hospital. You're not going to be the leader of the free world, catch COVID and not go to the hospital. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you oppose going. You're going to go to the hospital. If you think otherwise, you're a knucklehead. And if you're somebody out there, just a regular Joe citizen thinking otherwise, you're a knucklehead. You're the leader of the free world. You are going to the hospital if you have COVID. I don't care whether you have symptoms or not. You're going. And of course, he had symptoms, but he went. Now, his wife, on the other hand, the first lady, never went to the hospital. Yes, she had symptoms. Yes, they lasted a few days. Yes, it was like a really bad cold in a mild case of flu, she said. Which, by the way, the majority of healthy people that get COVID say the exact same thing. As Andy has said over and over and over again, this is a virus that affects comorbidity majorly. Everybody else, non-issue. So if you don't have any other problems, despite what some of the quote-unquote experts out there might say, if you have no other problems and you get COVID, you're going to be fine. And by the way, what I just said, the data supports. I'm not just saying that off the cuff. Data says so. Go look it up if you don't believe me. And a lot of you on the left don't agree with me. Don't believe me. I'm right. Go look it up. The problem is the major news media outlets are not going to say what I'm saying because what I say dispels fear. What they say brings fear up. They want you to be fearful. I don't. I want so bad to get rid of these bloody masks, I could almost shoot myself. I am so sick of looking at and watching people and wearing a mask, I could throw up in the thing. It has got to be the most ridiculous thing as a society we've ever gone through. And yes, I'll stand by that till I go to the grave. I don't need to wear a mask. If you're healthy, you don't need to wear a mask. If you have a problem, if you have a depleted immune system, if you've got cancer, if you've got other issues, yes, you should wear a mask. If you want, that's your call, by the way. I'm not going to force you. Bruce Simmons is next, by the way, a reverse mortgage specialist. Anything you need when it comes to reverse mortgage, he's your guy. Asking you about rates, appraisals, all of that, he can inform you of all of it and dispel some of the myths surrounding reverse mortgages. Go to klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your home without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Hour number two is about done. And again, I will get those propositions and, you know, basically the information I stole out of the Blue Book and added my own two cents to it. I will do my best to get that up on Facebook tonight and then also on the website as well. Up next, Kurt Rogers is going to join us, and we will talk about, because a lot of you have asked about this, we will talk today how you can take some of that equity out of your house, not change your payments, not change a lot, really, but get some of the things around the house done that maybe you don't have the cash to do. Cash is king. We'll talk about that when we come back. Kurt's going to be with us for the 5 o'clock hour. If you have a question for Kurt, give us a call now, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.